And this podcaster, you can tell when you listen to this podcaster that it is all about that person. It has nothing to do with, look at what I'm creating. It's look at me. Listen to me. Think about me. Big Fatty at BigFattyOnline.com, and make sure that you put in the online. You don't want to see what pops up on your screen if you just put BigFatty.com.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 32 of the BFO for St. Paddy's Day, Monday, March the 17th. On today's show, I'm going to talk about some quiz programs, and I've got a little memory lane music, and you know, who knows what else I've got? Well, except that it's all going to be ruined. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Did you have a great weekend? Well, the Fat One, I can assure you, had a very, well, as my mother would say, I had a gown weekend. I just sat around the house in my gown all weekend, and I didn't do anything. I didn't go out for a beverage. We had some very severe and scurry weather here on Saturday night. And so the Fat One, he was going to go out with the horror friends and have some beverages. But, you know, I just decided, you know, I think that I'm going to just sit here in my gown and just have a quiet weekend. And I went to bed Friday night and Saturday night fairly early, meaning like 10 o'clock. And it was good. I just have to tell you, the Fat One just enjoys the sloth weekend, if you will. Now, I know a lot of you don't care to hear the quiz program stuff, but you know what? I don't give a shit because it's what I want to talk about. And when I talk about the quiz programs, you know where I have to go.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat K-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online. That is correct. Now, y'all, well, except maybe talking about the quiz programs. Now, y'all, I want to just remind everyone, and I am going to be up on the soapbox right now. I want all of you this season to watch the Dancing with the Stars. Now, as some of you call it, Dancing with the Tards, and that may be a little bit closer to the truth than we all know, since Marley Matlin is going to be on the Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, the bitch is deaf. I mean, how is she going to dance? You know, it's like Super B over there at the QCast Connection. Is she going to take, he says, what is she going to do? Take three steps and reach down and touch the floor to feel the, you know, the beat of the music or whatever? But it might be worth watching that anyway. But if you just give it a try, it's a two-night special to get it started this season, and it's Monday night and Tuesday night, and it's Dancing with the Stars, and it's on the ABC. Now, I want to also let you know that if you are a Dancing with the Stars fan, they've got a little Dancing with the Stars store over there at the ABC TV, and you can get a Dancing with the Stars game for your Wii. I know several of you have the Wii, and I know, you know, how could you not get more exercise? And I know it's the E word. We don't want to use the E word too much on the Big Fatty Dot Online. But you can do the exercise, and they got the PlayStation and the DVDs and books and clothes and everything. And if you spend $50 at the Dancing with the Stars store, you get the free Dancing with the Stars journal. Now, I don't know what the fuck that means, but it's a little book with a cover on it that says Dancing with the Stars. But anyway, watch the Dancing with the Stars, because I want to talk to somebody about it during this season. And it's always good. And at least watch and see how bad they are the first time. And we'll just go from there. Now, y'all, on the Survivor's chat got thrown off, and that's all I'm going to say about that. He needed to go long before now, and he was heinous, the heinous gay, as I would call him, on there. And y'all, it was the Friday that I was on the cruise. I'd been catching up on the shows on the TiVo, and y'all, they had another $1 million winner on the Price is Right $1 million Spectacular. Now, they've only been doing that like three or four weeks, and they've had $2 million winners from people who've bid in their showcase and have been less than $1,000 away from the price of their showcase. And these showcases are expensive. So I want you to you know, start watching that $1 million, Price is Right $1 million Spectacular. That comes on Friday nights at 8, 7 Central. And would that be 5 Pacific, or is it 8 Pacific? I don't know. But the guy that won on the last million, he won $1,127,062 worth of stuff. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you love the Big Brother and you don't care about knowing stuff ahead of time, because I know some of you watch the Showtime After Dark stuff, but the Ramble Redhead gave a great site for Big Brother 9 spoilers, and I'm going to give you the web address, and you do not have to use the www, as I have mentioned before. In fact, I'm looking at it now, and the www is not in the address. It is bb9spoilers.com. That's pretty easy, bb9spoilers.com. And I want to thank Tom the Ramble Redhead for passing that site along, because Big Fatty has enjoyed that. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't like the spoilers, don't go to it, because it tells you everything. It's like, you know, you'll know everything way ahead of time, because, you know, they do a lot of editing on the Big Brother. So, all right, but I think that is all that I have to mention about the quiz program. So I think that we'll just delve. I think we'll just play some Memory Lane music. How's that? Well, today's Memory Lane music I am doing as a tribute to a podcast that I have tried to promote here on the Big Fatty Online, and that is for Auntie Vera Charles, who is celebrating her 100th episode this week. And so, Auntie Vera, here is some Memory Lane music just for you and for the listeners to try to figure out. Here we go.
Future. not ours to see. Que será, será.
Well, did you recognize that one? I know Andy Vera did, but how about the rest of you? Well, that was the theme song from The Doris Day Show, and The Doris Day Show was a sitcom on CBS that ran from September 1968 through September 1973, 128 episodes, and it starred Doris Day. How about that? Unusual. The Doris Day Show would star Doris Day. But it was Doris Day played Doris Martin, and she was a widow and the mother of two young sons when the series premiered, and she had just moved to a rural ranch. Say that three times fast, rural ranch, outside of San Francisco, and having lived in the big city all of her adult life. And other folks that were on there were Doris's father, Buck, who was played by Denver Pyle. When's the last time you thought of Denver Pyle? Not Gomer Pyle, but Denver Pyle. But that was a great character actor there. Anyway, the show changed as the seasons went along, but it was just a good, feel-good show and bright and airy, and it started with Doris Day hopping. I remember she was hopping on or hopping off of the streetcars in San Francisco, but anyway, Big Fatty loved that one, and I played that for Annie Vera Charles because on her show 99, she told a story about meeting Doris Day. And so that was for you, Auntie Vera Charles. Now I want to talk about a little bit here now about a couple of other podcasts that that have seemingly gone away, and some interesting questions that are being raised on other podcasts. Now, one of the podcasts that I listen to, and I encourage you all to go listen to, is We're Mean Because You're Stupid, and that features Walt and Holly and Nessa. And I'm just going to play a little clip from their latest show. And y'all, I think there's a secret that they're trying to keep from us out there. And, you know, I call these three my kids. I'm their fatty daddy. And so I just want you to listen to what my kids are saying over there on their show.
If I couldn't eat sugar, I'd be real thin. So,
how much
anyway.
Sugar did you have yesterday, speaking of which?
Yesterday? I had enough sugar yesterday that I'm lucky I woke up today.
I'm guessing Sam's body weight in sugar, maybe?
At least.
She's eating for two.
Well, now, don't be starting those kind of rumors.
Now, y'all, does it not sound like Holly is trying to cover up the fact that she may be insatiate? You know, that's what they used to have to say. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's what they used to have to say instead of pregnant, because you used to not be able to say the word pregnant on television, as was verified on the I Love Lucy show when Lucille Ball or Lucy Ricardo got pregnant, and you know you couldn't say pregnant, so one of the episodes was Lucy is insatiate. Whatever. Even though they slept in twin beds or whatever. Now, another podcast. Well, anyway, let me just say, Holly, you could make me a very happy grandfather is all I'm going to say. And all of you, please send your well wishes to Holly over there at the We're Mean Because You're Stupid, and wish her well during her gestation period. I don't know. You know, that's talking lady business, and I don't like to do that. Now, I want to say that we have lost a podcast here that I am personally going to miss, and that is Riding with Bill. Bill, the gay construction worker, has decided to give up the ghost and stop podcasting, and that saddens me, even though Bill will probably still call into my show, because Bill has done that from time to time. And speaking of calls, y'all, I hadn't had any fucking phone calls in forever, and this is unacceptable. And you need to get off your ass, and you need to, after you call, we're mean because you're stupid, and wish Holly, call and wish Holly well with her gestation period. You need to call Big Fatty and just say hello or talk to Big Fatty a little bit on the voice letters. The number, I always give it at the end of the show, but no, no. Do you stay and listen to the end of the show? No, no, no. But anyway, the number 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And if you have one of those fucking iPhones, put it in there. And each one of you bitches with an iPhone, I better get a call. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. And if I get Lord knows, if I get a phone call from all you bitches with iPhones, I will, I'll have a full voice letter box. Uh-huh, and you know how Big Fatty loves a full box. Ooh, do you need to throw up a little bit? Now, I think I mentioned this on an earlier show that the gay trucker is also no longer, I don't know if he stopped podcasting, but he's no longer a trucker, but he's going to become a hairdresser again. So, DJ David J., are you still going to be the gay trucker? Are you, and that way, as a hairdresser, you go out and you play around with truckers now? Or are you going to be the gay hairdresser, in which case that is very redundant? But I don't know. But we'd like to hear from you, DJ David J. Let us know what's going on with your podcast. And y'all, one person that we really haven't heard from in a long, long time, and he doesn't do a podcast, but he used to do the podcast Chowder, and I haven't heard his name mentioned in forever, and that is Mike Hipp. Mike Hipp used to do the podcast Chowder, and he gave up the ghost on that about the same time that Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Gave up the ghost on the Little Fatty Cast. But Mike Hipp sells the soy candles by Phoebe's, and anyway, he used to be on Archer's Gangbangs and all, and Mike, we don't know what's happened to you, so if any of y'all know what's going on with Mike Hipp, you know, give the Fat One a call and let him know. Now, y'all, I was watching the television over the weekend, and I almost you know, shat myself, because there is a new movie coming out, and the name of this, oh my goodness. Well, y'all, the music has caught me. But anyway, let me tell you quickly about this music. Now, I'm telling you this so you don't get confused. This is not the autobiographical story of Big Fatty. The name of this movie is The Ruins. Now, y'all, if that is not blatant stealing from Big Fatty Online, I don't know what is. So anyway, just if you go to see The Ruins, it is not the life story of Big Fatty. However, maybe tomorrow's show will be more of the life story of Big Fatty. And I thank you for giving me 20 minutes of your life. And we will talk to you soon. Bye. Call me, bitches. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.